This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my brothers and sisters. This is another verse from the Quranic Reflection series, and it is from Surah Al-Baqarah. Inna huda Allahi huwa al-huda. Indeed, Allah's guidance is the true guidance. This is verse 120. And this verse identifies the true source of guidance. So the first point of reflection is that the verse is a reminder that true guidance, the true guidance which we ask for 17 times a day, is to be found in the Quran and the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because that is Allah's guidance. Whether it's in the word of Allah, the Quran that we know, or in the words, actions, and approvals of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which were based on his guidance, on Allah's guidance to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he conveyed to us the guidance, interpreted the Quran. The second point of reflection is that when Satan tricked Adam and Eve into eating from the forbidden tree, he pretended to be their sincere friend. Allah said in Surah Al-A'raf, وَقَاسَمَهُمَا إِنِّي لَكُمَا لَمِنَ النَّاصِحِينَ فَدَلَّاهُمَا بِغُرُورٍ. Satan swore to both of them, truly, I am your sincere advisor. But he misguided both of them through deception. So, reality is that if the guidance is not coming from Allah, then it's going to be a form of deception. Though it may seem appealing and pleasing to our eyes, sounds good, feels good, but if it's not coming from Allah, then it's deception. It's satanic deception. We should never be fooled by that. Barakallahu feekum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.